Happy Monday, HRG, and welcome to your weekly wake-up call. It's Monday once again. Hope you guys all had a phenomenal weekend and that you're off to a fantastic start. As you guys know, it is October 2nd, so we are off for another brand new month, which means it's a brand new start, a brand new month to get into some new habits, to create some new momentum, to make your goals happen, to get different results. A different month. I always love a new month and a different month because it just feels like it's just a new beginning, right? Every month is a new beginning. Every day is a new beginning, but there's something about each month, particularly in this industry, I think, that gives us all motivation to just know that we can do something differently and better. And you guys are riding, a lot of you are riding a huge wave of momentum right now from the great month that you had last month, from the recent contest that we did with many appointments being set. And so I am very confident that October is going to be an amazing month for all of you. Why can't it be the best month you've ever had in real estate? Why can't it be the best month of the year for you? There's no reason it can't. All you need to do is put your best effort forward, create some singular focus in your world, and get out there and get after it. So you guys all saw that we have created, of course, a new October monthly initiative, which starts today, October 2nd, the first Monday of the month. We're excited to help you stay focused on contacts, because what we know is in this industry, just like in any industry that is in regards to sales, is that it's a numbers game, you guys. The more contacts you make, the more appointments you'll set, the more transactions you'll have, the more closings you'll get to go to, the more money that you will be able to make, the more lives that you will transform through homeownership, and the better fourth quarter you'll have, the better Christmas you and your family will have, the better spring break that you guys will have, and ultimately the better 2018 you'll have, because this sets the tone for next year. So that is why we're focusing on the contacts in October. All of your CEOs are completely committed to holding you accountable to those contacts and to putting them into your CTE app and to be creating the right habits, the simple habits, you guys. They're simple, but they are the right ones that are going to keep you focused in the way that you need to stay focused for the month of October. So we're very excited for that. I'm going to get to that a little bit more in detail at the end of this call. But I wanted to reach out to you because I wanted to, in terms of this weekly wake-up call, I really want this wake-up call to be, there's some recognition, of course, and there's some welcomes, and there's some birthdays and anniversaries because it's a new month, and I'm going to share all of that. And then I just want to get you guys inspired to make it a great month. That's going to be my focus. I'm going to keep this call as close to 30 minutes as possible. For those of you that aren't listening in live, you know, you'll be able to listen to it again. Or if you want to listen to it again with team members, if they can't be listening in live now, please share this. Please take the time to listen to it. It's important that you guys stay connected to all of us within HRG to be able to listen to the successes, hear the stories, to recognize and support each other. Also to get to make sure that you're getting all the information that you need from HRG, from the hub. We get it. You get a lot of emails. You're focused, you're busy, and you don't always see everything that you need to see from us. And so this is another way that you can stay connected to make sure you're not forgetting about the things that we're here to support you, and you're not forgetting about the different things that are important to your business as it pertains to your partnership with HRG. So that's really what this call is about. So I thank all of you for listening to your weekly wake-up call every single Monday. It's critical that you do, and we're excited to have you on this call with us every single week. So let's get started first and foremost with welcoming those that are new to our organization, new to HRG across the country. We had a big week for new agents partnering with us, as well as two new locations. So first and foremost, I want to say welcome to Brian Steinmetz. I think he goes by Brian the Beard Steinmetz, who is in Vermont. He is coming in as a very strong listing agent in the Vermont team. He's got huge goals he's put in place. I had a great conversation with him last week, and so we're excited to see what you can do in this partnership. Brian, congratulations to you and welcome to the team. Chrissy Peterson in Maple Grove, Minnesota, welcome to you. Chrissy comes with a huge network and sales background, and she's super excited to transfer those skills into the real estate industry, take advantage of the great culture and all the awesome opportunities within HRG and the Maple Grove team. So welcome, Chrissy. We've got Heather in Hudson, Wisconsin. Welcome, Heather. I've heard great things about you as well. I know you're going to be a huge asset to the Hudson, Wisconsin HRG team, and we're excited to see you and all of your successes. Lynn Morrison in Connecticut, welcome to you as well. Connecticut continues to be one of the top teams in the area, and Lynn, you're going to bring such value to that team and be able to take advantage of all of the great momentum that they've got going on as well, which is super exciting to see. And last but not least, Tabitha Selena in Huntington Beach. Welcome to you, Tabitha. I know you've got some great goals in place to continue to help that Huntington Beach location grow and to bring value to agents that are newer to real estate with your experience. So welcome to you. We're excited for you to also take advantage of the huge opportunities that John Garrett and his team there have for you, as well as HRG and all that you're going to bring to the table as well. So welcome to all of you, and thank you for taking the opportunity and for bringing yourself and committing to all of the great things that HRG and your team locally has to offer you and that you have to offer them. So it's going to be a great partnership all around. I also wanted to congratulate Mike Dooley, because Mike Dooley, who is the regional director down in the Northwest Arkansas area, is obviously where his main team is. He also is helping to launch some new locations, Omaha, Nebraska, which is in his region. So Tyson Compton, welcome. He's going to be the lead agent in Omaha with Mike also there in that location. It's going to be a great opportunity to continue to grow throughout that region. So congratulations to both of you. Tyson, we're excited for you to come in and with Mike's leadership to really grow a great team in Omaha. HRG will have a great presence there, I'm sure. And welcome to our newest CEO in Charlotte, North Carolina, Ari Rodriguez. Congratulations to you. Welcome to the team. We're super excited to have her group in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. We're excited for all of the talent that you bring. Again, thanks to Mike for being able to assist in that expansion and to get us into the Charlotte, North Carolina because of the relationship that he has with Ari. So it's going to be a great partnership all around. We're super excited to be in Charlotte, North Carolina as well. So congratulations to all of you. Welcome. We are excited to be in business with you all. And as we start the new month, as I mentioned, I wanted to make sure that I said happy birthday to the birthdays for the month, as well as happy anniversary to all of those that are celebrating an anniversary with HRG in October. So first, let's start with the birthdays. Happy birthday to Haley Turner, to Jeff Bush this month, Lizzie DeVera, Christy DuPaul, Suzanne Pia, and Tony Porter. All of you have birthdays this month, so happy birthday. I hope that you have a fantastic day, whichever day of the month is your special day. Happy anniversary to, there's actually a number of you, which is super exciting. Lizzie DeVera in the listing division has been with us since 2014 this month, so happy anniversary. We're excited that you're still in business with us. You do an amazing job for us, and thank you for all you do. Hallie Warner, Adam's chief of staff for all of his organizations, has been with him and with us since 2010. That's a huge anniversary, Hallie, so congratulations to you, and thank you for all you do. Christian Peterson in the Maple Grove office has been now with HRG for a year, so happy anniversary. Reed Ferguson, the CEO in Hudson, as well as Lindsay Lenzner, his executive assistant in Hudson, have now been with us exactly a year, actually as of yesterday. So congratulations to you guys for a successful, just an amazingly successful year, and happy anniversary to you guys. Also, both Jim Krimpobine and Jeff Bush in the Eau Claire offices launched at the same time that Reed and Lindsay did in Hudson, and so they are also now on their one-year anniversary. So again, congrats to both of you on your successes and happy anniversary. Last but not least, Carissa Castro, who is also one of our virtual assistants who does an amazing job, recently won the award. She has been with us here at HRG since 2013. So thank you again for all your hard work, your dedication, your commitment to HRG, and happy anniversary to you. All right, so I just wanted to celebrate a couple other things that I had noted this past week. Again, remember, you guys, if cool things are happening in your world in terms of, you know, personal or professional successes that you're seeing in your teams, with your colleagues, yourself, anything that you would like to share that would motivate and inspire the rest of us, this is the opportunity that I get to share those things with everyone, because it's truly it's truly just an amazing opportunity for me to see all of your successes, to see all of your growth. And really, it truly does motivate and inspire all the rest of us. So it's important that I get the opportunity to share and recognize all of you. So please don't be shy. Please don't hesitate to share your successes with me. Whether it's just via email or you're posting it in the Facebook group, either way, we see these things and we want to celebrate with you. We want to congratulate you and we want to recognize you. So first and foremost, Kelly Ketchman took her first listing for HRG last week. Kelly is in the North Suburban, Minnesota office. So congratulations, Kelly. You have, you're off to a great start. I know you haven't been on the team long and you had a pending recently. Now you have your first HRG listing. So congratulations to you. Also, I had a phenomenal email come in with a couple of pendings last week from Amy Cromer in our North Carolina team. She has moved into some leadership as well on that team and is just leading by example in a lot of ways. The really cool thing is she had attached a couple of pendings for the team, and she really has recently just moved into listings. And she noted as we were looking through what she had been achieving that she had 3 listings in the past month. Multiple offers came in on all 3, each under contract in less than a week, and she is just super excited to have the opportunity to learn that new skill. She's had massive success with it, and truly she's just enjoying her career more than more than she can imagine. I mean, she made a mention that they inside internally in their team, on Chip's team in North Carolina, had done kind of a local contest to keep them focused in the months of August and September. And she had written 10 agency agreements, 6 contracts, and hoping to have 2 more before, at that time it was a few days ago, so before the end of the month. And really, truly just so grateful for her focus. And she brought up a good point that, you know, really between HRG and also her local team down with Chip and his leadership, just being able to focus and have that extreme focus on what is important, getting those contracts, getting those clients, filling the pipeline, you know, getting the property sold, focusing on the activities that are completely changing her business for the better. And so congratulations, Amy, on all your successes in just the last couple of months. Quite amazing, to say the least. And I love your energy, and I love that you're sharing that energy and motivating, inspiring those in your team. But by me being able to share this story, I hope, and you know, will also motivate and inspire others throughout HRG across the country. So thank you for that, and congratulations on your successes for sure. I also wanted to congratulate all of you because we did the September monthly initiative for lead generation with 30 listings in 30 days. It is not an easy feat. We get it. And it really was to help all of you focus on listings, to think of yourselves as listing agents, to go out there and learn how to lead generate for listings. Whether you do it on a regular basis or not, it is certainly a skill that's going to make you a better realtor all around. And it was phenomenal to see your commitment to your teams, for many of you, that you really went out there and did some of the things you haven't done in the past for lead generation to go out there and look for listings. Well, what you focus on does expand, HRG, because you guys all focused on listings, and we had our best listing month ever that we've ever had in the history of HRG, and that was 107 listings. Our closest listing month was back in June at 92 listings, so you really came in strong with 25 more listings than that. Super exciting, you guys, because what this proves to you, because most of you, if not all of you, have done more listings in the month of September than you had done in any other month in the past, you all prove to yourself that you can go out there and get whatever it is you focus on. You can take more listings. You can go out there and focus on the right activities if you truly want to. So congratulations to all of you for really honing in on that, focusing on it, and proving to yourselves that you could make that happen. I'm really proud of all of you. And there's no reason why we can't continue to focus on and keep that momentum going when it comes to listings. Remember, in real estate, you need to list to exist, right? You guys are all going to get more buyer activity. You're going to get more sign calls and web leads. You're going to get more leads coming into Boomtown off of your listings. You're going to get more opportunities for open houses and door knocking. You're going to get more business all around when you list properties. So don't let that focus slide. Now that you've got this momentum going, continue to ride that wave of momentum on your listings. But don't forget about your pendings at the same time, because the reality is, you guys, many of you have buyers in the pipeline and you've got people that you need to be following up with. So make sure you have a healthy balance when it comes to writing contracts with buyers and getting out there and getting listings. And obviously, working hard to get your listing sold as well, right? And so I want to say congratulations to the top three places in the 30 listings in 30 days, since that was truly our initiative, and we did have that contest going that you guys saw coming out every single day with who is on top. And so at the end of the month, which was of course on Friday, we had the counts come in, and in the 30 listings in 30 days, the number one team in listings for the month was Vermont at 16. So congratulations to all of you on the Vermont team. And we had a three-way tie for second place, which was Massachusetts, North Suburban in Minnesota, and Wisconsin. All of you had a whopping 14 listings, which is awesome. And in third place came in our Arkansas team at 12. So all of you, congratulations to really, again, focusing on the listings and coming in the top three of HRG for our 30 and 30 contest. So congratulations. All right. So I wanted to also move into you guys a little bit more about our monthly initiative before we end. So I've got about 14 minutes left to keep you guys at the half an hour so that you guys can move on to your lunch or your afternoon appointments, whatever it is that you're moving on to. But I really wanted to get you guys to focus on the October monthly initiative, because as I mentioned earlier, October is a brand new month. It's a brand new monthly initiative. We're going to keep you focused and really keep you with that singular focus as much as possible. This month is all about making 30 contacts a day. You guys, if you make 30 contacts a day, you absolutely will set more appointments and you absolutely will close more transactions. You will transform more lives through homeownership. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Actually, and speaking of that, I wanted to make sure that you guys also knew that we, in fact, of course, do have people that are transforming lives through homeownership this week. And I should not forget, because I do it every week and I don't want to jump the gun and forget about this, that we, in fact, do have closings this week. In fact, just a little tidbit for you guys. It's pretty amazing, but we have over 50 pendings, meaning that many transactions are going to close in the month of October, which is huge. So I just want to say congratulations. October at HRG means a lot of great things. Not only does it mean HRG Advance coming up and Halloween, which I love, but it means over 50 pendings that are going to come to closing. So you are transforming a lot of lives through homeownership in the month of October. So congratulations to all of you. But for this week, I want to say congratulations to those that have a closing this particular week, this first week of October. Again, you guys, each time you go to a closing, don't take it lightly. You know you are transforming lives through homeownership every single time that you go to a closing. Not only are you transforming their lives, but you're transforming the lives of yourself and your family members every single time you get to a closing. So congratulations to each and every single one of you that have a closing this week. And so Jill in North Carolina, congratulations to you. Arielle in Kansas City, congratulations to you. Christian Peterson in Maple Grove, Minnesota. And there may be a couple here that are doubling up. I'm going to apologize because I have this list in a little bit of a different format today. Joey Torkelson in Minnesota, congratulations to you. Winona in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, congratulations to you. Arielle, looks like you have two this week, so congratulations to you. David Hill in Massachusetts, Lindsay in Vermont, Gus in Miami, and Kim in also in Minnesota. And then David, it looks like you have two in Massachusetts, so congratulations to all of you. Again, I'm going to one or two closings this week, transforming lives through homeownership and really making this career one that you can be proud of. So congratulations to all of you. Okay, so I'm sorry that I almost forgot about that. I did not want to forget about that, but I was so excited to talk to you about the October monthly initiative. I jumped the gun a little bit there. But the reality, you guys, is for you guys to be able to go to these closings every single week, for me to be able to call up your name on this weekly wake-up call to know that you are going to another closing, that you've helped another person achieve their goal of homeownership, to know that you are continuing to push forward and have successes and reach your goals financially and otherwise for yourself and your family. That's what this is all about, you guys. And what we do know, there is no way to deny it, numbers don't lie, that there is a correlation between the number of contacts that you make and the number of transactions that you actually close. There is no way to deny it. And so what we are going to help you have your singular focus on in the month of October is making 30 contacts a day. Because when you make 30 contacts a day, you will absolutely set more appointments and you will absolutely close more transactions. So this month, your normal 3 hours of lead generation that you know that you have to do and that you focus on doing with your teams every single week, like normal, the 15-3 that HRG focuses on, you may have to do more than 3 hours a day. You might do less than 3 hours a day. It doesn't matter. The reality is, let's not focus on the time. Let's focus on the contacts. So just keep grinding and keep making contacts until you hit your 30 daily contacts. Now look, for some of you in some days, it may only take you an hour to make those 30 contacts, but make sure that you're purposeful on who you're contacting. Some days it might take you 5 hours to actually get through because you're having a tremendous amount of conversations. By the way, that's a great problem to have. So let's focus more on the contacts than the time of day. Sometimes I think when it's the time of day, we don't always fill our time up the way that we should, right? We can all agree that, and I'm as guilty of it sometimes, if we know that the time's clicking away and we're looking at the clock waiting for lunch to come, we may not be using our time as efficiently as we could be, right? So we may not even be getting 10 contacts in those 3 hours, much less 30. So let's work to be as efficient in our time as possible, as focused in our contacts as possible, and literally just use the tracking sheets that Erin has sent out to you guys to focus on your 30 contacts. When you get in 30 contacts a day consistently, day over day for this entire month, you are creating a habit that will be extremely beneficial to you now and long term. And it will create a pipeline much bigger than you've probably had in a really long time. And it's going to create the amount of appointments you need to hit your goals, because consistency, time on task over time, and the consistency of the numbers game of 30 contacts a day is going to be a game changer for every single one of you. So the reality is that you're going to keep going until you hit your 30 contacts. And if you don't leave the office until you make 30 real estate related contacts, then just make that your standard. You know, what kind of standards are you willing to commit to and have in your daily life for the month of October to make sure that you do have an amazing holiday season, that you do have an amazing spring break trip that you wanted, so that you do have an amazing 2018 that you know that you deserve, right? So just make sure that you are committed to that today and moving forward, because I promise you when you do that, you're going to see the results come from it. And by the way, please share your results. Share your results. Share the successes that you're having. Share the ideas that you're having in terms of making these 30 contacts a day with one another. Just use the hrg@hergroup.com email, or go ahead and put it in our private Facebook group, however it's easiest for you. But please share, because when you all share, you're all going to be more successful. Together, we always all achieve more, right? So as I mentioned, Erin attached some trackers for the first week of October here. So please print them, use them daily to track your progress. At the end of the day, you need to give this tracker to your CEO, email it, text a photo of it, whatever, to him or her. This is the accountability piece that you cannot let slide. You have to submit your tracker with your contacts made daily, so, or your CEO is going to come looking for it from you, right? And here's the deal. What they're going to do is work with you to make sure that once those trackers are turned in, that you then input that information into your CTE app, which only takes you a few seconds. You just got to get the habit of doing it. This is going to help you to understand your business, understand your conversion rates, understand where you get the most success, so that you can focus on those things and that you ultimately can work smarter versus working harder. Without tracking this and turning this in and putting this into your CTE app, there's no way we can help you work smarter, right? There's no way we can help you to identify those areas in which you are the most successful. So please use the month of October to commit to that at a high level. So when you look at the trackers, you guys are going to see that we have contacts broken down by types: cold calling, texting, and Facebook messaging. So what we think is a good balance is to be in to go ahead and do 10 contacts or 10 conversations in each of these areas. So there's also a section where you can track your contacts outside of these sources in case you're doing something different, like an open house that week, or you're doing some door knocking or something like that, that you really are getting a lot of contacts and you want to make sure, of course, you count those as well. Because you can door knock, you can, you know, you can email nurtured or archived or trash boomtown leads. You can, of course, ask your sphere of influence. You can be out there networking groups. You know, you can do all of those things, your open houses, et cetera. So throughout the week, we want you to be watching the emails from Erin, because she's going to be sharing tips from all of our leadership team, from CEOs and RDs in our company, and from agents that have shared with us. these are things that are working for them when they're doing their contacts, and they can work for you too. If you read these emails and focus on them, utilize what's working, you guys. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Use the scripts, use the text template, use the private Facebook message that works. Copy and paste. There is no reason to become creative. Use what works that other people have proof is working. It will work for you too. Just do it consistently. Do it daily. Get your 30 contacts in and do the things that are working for others. I promise you, you will get results from it as well. So it's important for you guys to look at every single one of these emails and look at these tips and tricks and make sure that you implement them as much as possible, okay? This month, we have big goals, you guys, here at HRG. 100 listings and 175 pendings for the month. I know you can do it. October is historically a very busy month still all across the country. There's no reason that you guys can't come up with 100 listings again, which is just slightly shy of what you came up with this month. Remember, we're riding off of that momentum. What you focused on expanded last month, it will this month. And I promise you, if you're all, every single one of you in this organization is making 30 contacts a day, there is no way that we don't come up with 175 pendings. This is significant, you guys, not because of what HRG gets when you get 100 listings and 175 pendings. It's because what we know you guys are going to get when that is our total opportunity, when that is our total result, you guys. We know what that means for every single one of you and the lives that we get to see changed through us helping you with your singular focus, seeing all the awesome things that you guys can do with the successes that you're having. That is why this is important. And together we will all achieve more. We can ride off of each other's motivation and inspiration and momentum. There is absolutely no doubt. So make sure that you are motivating and inspiring to those in your local market as well as to all of us at HRG. Again, share your successes. Share the things that are working. Let us know what's going on. And if you've got challenges, share those too. We are here to help you, and people will respond to your email. People will respond to your Facebook message. And so don't be shy. Let's utilize this network of amazingly talented professionals we've got within our organization. How we attack this month, as a reminder, you guys, and I know I can't say it enough, and I know I sound like a broken record, but I believe we all need to hear it on a regular basis. How we attack this month is absolutely going to shape our fourth quarter, and it's absolutely how we are going to start the first quarter, how you start the first year as well, and how you start out your year, you guys, how you start out 2018 is very, very critical to how you end 2018. So the momentum is critical. Let's all jump in. Let's support one another. Let's flash these goals that we've put in there. And as always, let us know how we can help here at the Hub, how any of the HRG leadership can help you, what we can bring you as far as further training or support. We want to hear those things. Don't ever stay silent if you feel like there's something that we could do to help you achieve these goals at a higher level. So I'm super excited for all of you guys to start using the trackers, to get used to using the CTE, to see the successes, to focus more on what is working for you, to focus more on what is expanding. I know all of you are going to have some amazing successes for it. Lastly, I wanted to remind you all that this Thursday, which is October 5th, 12 o'clock Central Time, I am going to be doing another HRG All Agent Zoom meeting. We're going to mastermind on what's working with our 30 contacts, the tips and tricks that Erin is sending out, you know, what kind of ahas we're having, what challenges we're coming up against, what's working in texting, what's working in private Facebook messaging, what's working in our calling. I want you guys to participate. So please, if you haven't already, make sure that you save that date and time, which is this Thursday, the 5th of October at 12 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time for about 45 minutes that Zoom gives us. We are going to get on the Zoom call and we are going to share what's going on, aha, success stories, etc. I know that all of you have successes that are happening, and I would absolutely, more than anything, love for you guys to share those successes with one another and to be able to really see what's working in these first few days of the initiative, but then more importantly, what's working that you can implement immediately in the rest of the weeks ahead for the month of October so that you can all crush the goals that you have in place for yourself. So don't miss that call. Remember, we're going to be doing those every probably 3 to 4 weeks, and if you guys are coming on those calls and you're interacting at a high level and we want to have them a little bit more often, we certainly will do that. So don't be shy to get on, to talk, to ask your questions. No question is a dumb question. We've all been there. We all have probably, many of us, thinking of the same question. Not all of us are willing to share it. So be willing to come out, be transparent, not only with the things that you're having success so that you can help others, the things that maybe you are having a little bit of challenge with so we can help you as well. So go out there, you guys. Make it a priority. Make it a commitment that October is going to be a new month for you, a new focus, a new result, a new mindset. You're going to create some new habits. You're going to get into your focus of contacts. You're going to get out there and have 30, some type of 30 conversations, text, private messaging, and calling with people. And let's see what it truly is going to do for you. I promise you, it is going to change the way you think about your business. We are also going to be having a few contests along the way. So that's another thing that you're going to want to do is tune into my Monday calls so that you can hear about those contests throughout the month here. And also watch your emails in the Facebook group because we'll be announcing them in many different ways, of course. But we want you guys to focus on those contests because they're going to give you an opportunity to win some cool things and just become the winner, which who doesn't want to be the winner, right? It's going to give you that. Remember how Adam was talking about in the Power Up this morning? Naturally, as real estate professionals, most of us are naturally sprinters. We're not marathon runners. So we like to do things in the fashion of sprinting. And that's what, although this entire journey on the career in real estate we are is much more like a marathon, that these little sprints along the way are what's going to keep us motivated. And so we're excited to bring you these opportunities for you to be excited about these sprints and to have these different milestones, which is just going to keep your energy up throughout this entire month as well. So watch the email for that. Watch the Facebook group for that, and also listen in every Monday here at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time for 30 minutes, approximately 30, 35 minutes on your weekly wake-up call, and you'll hear all of those great things as well. The last thing I wanted to mention to you guys before I leave you guys is congratulations to you all for doing so many open houses recently. There are massive, massive amounts of open houses, which I am so I'm just so proud of you guys for doing it. I'm hearing success stories come in from across the country. So many of you that are getting clients, getting additional listing opportunities, picking up more buyers from these open houses, servicing your clients at a high level to get these properties sold. And our listing division is here to support you in your open houses as much as possible. They do obviously have opportunity to bring you the advertising, the marketing for it, as well as the flyers that you need. And we just want to remind you that from an open house perspective, and I'm speaking personally because open houses was one of the ways that I got most of my business as a real estate professional when I sold on a full-time basis. Open houses was just one of my niches for sure, and I absolutely loved doing them. There were cases when I would do a last-minute open house, and I know all of you do that as well, and I want to encourage you to do that because if you list a property a little bit later in the week than you thought, you weren't quite sure if you were going to be able to pull the open house together, somehow your schedule frees up, the seller wants you to do it. I'm here to tell you, you can have a successful open house. The main thing for that is to make sure that you put out as many signs as possible. If it's a great day and it's an area that is in high demand, or there maybe are other properties that are going to be open, or maybe there's nothing for sale, therefore it's going to attract the drivers, signs will direct in people. You could have 30, 40 people in an open house off of just signage. Now, obviously, we would like to make this an event for you, because we want to not only help you get people in from your signs, which is naturally going to happen, we want to be able to drum up opportunities for phone calls, for emails, for web leads, for Facebook messages. So the more time we have to market this for you, the more you can actually create an event out of this open house, and you'll have more ways in which you can start to reap the benefits from the overall open house event. Not necessarily the open house itself, but the event, which means the time prior to it that it's being marketed, the time during it that it's being marketed, and of course, the signs while you're there in person. So you're going to be getting people coming into the event like you would no matter if it was marketed or not because of your signage and because of the exposure you're getting that property. But then you have the opportunity to get all of that other activity prior to it and from the different advertising and marketing that's happening out there. So just bear in mind that the sooner you know about an open house, the better to actually create it as an event and to make sure that you get more leads and more exposure for your seller as well as for you to make it worth your time. And if you have to go ahead and do a last minute one or a short notice one, it's okay. You can still do it. Our listing management will still help you get it on the MLS to advertise, get it get your flyers out there so that you can go out there, get you the list for you to call around if you wanted to do that quickly or if you want to make a call after the open house. Whatever you want to do with that list, of course, you can do. But we just wanted to let you know we're here to support you in that. Continue to do those open houses while you can, while the weather's good across the country, you guys, because so many of you are getting great, great results. The way for you to get a lot of contacts, definitely put that on your tracker. Make sure that you put that into CTE as well. Because many of you are having successes and it would be good for you to see your conversion rate among your contacts in open houses. And there is ways that we can support you, whether it's a short notice open house or is one that's more planned. And there's just going to be a little different way of handling it depending upon when you actually get that scheduled. But either way, you can make it as successful as you want to make it. The means in which you do so might just be slightly different. So go out there and continue to focus on those open houses. And congratulations to those of you having such high level success. If there's things that you're doing when you kind of create this open house event or when you are doing the open house that you are having a lot of success with, please share with all of us. Again, hrg@hergroup.com or in the Facebook group. We would love to hear how you are having the successes that you're having so that you can continue to help the rest of us across the country be better in that as well, because I know there's many of you out there having a lot of successes. And last but not least, I just want to remind you guys, we are still on our mission to raise $50,000 for hurricane victims so they can have a great holiday season. And we are still going to be contributing money per listing and per closing. I meant per closing, not per listing, per closing towards that goal. We are here to raise that $50,000 at HRG, and I know all of you can participate and help, and you can utilize that in your private Facebook messages, in your text messages, in your calls that you're making in the 30 contacts a day. So if you need verbiage, if you need help with that, let us know. We're going to be emailing you some information. Utilize this to kind of push your passion towards helping others and also be able to give back to these hurricane victims. Every single time that you help someone transform their lives to homeownership, we get to do this as well. So use that, share that. People love to be part of something bigger, and we know that together we can utilize this to do some really good things, but to also help you guys get more business. And I want to say thank you to all of our Hub members, because I don't know if you remember me mentioning this, but early on when we announced our $50,000 goal, all of our Hub members decided that for our 30 and 30 listings challenge that we were doing in the month of September, for every single listing that you guys brought in, they were personally going to pledge a certain amount of money per listing out of their own pocket. And they were going to contribute that total dollar amount to this $50,000 goal. And so 107,000 listings came in based on the money that they were going to be putting out per listing out of their own pocket. We came up with another $500 that our Hub members contributed in just the month of September towards this goal out of the goodness of their heart, their own idea. It was a really great thing that they wanted to show their participation with you guys in helping us reach our $50,000 goal and to also support you guys in your listings initiative. So thank you to every single one of our Hub members for participating and taking money out of their own pockets towards this goal of $50,000 as well. We really, really appreciate that. And that's what a team is all about. Super proud of all of you. Excited to be in business with every single one of you. Excited to see you guys nail this October monthly initiative. And I can't wait to hear all of your successes on Facebook as well in email. Thanks so much, you guys. Make it a great day. Talk to you next time.